What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, guys. I truly enjoy and very thankful and appreciative that you guys keep tuning in. Guys, so we just got through the NFL draft. I have to say I'm quite excited for what we got. I see a lot of people saying that they're confused of what they just saw for the NFL draft for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it was genius. Let me explain, because some of you guys are like, we needed more help on defense, and they only picked up one safety, and, you know, and a defensive end. They have it on the Philadelphia Eagles Instagram. They have Tuhill. What's that his name? Casey Tuhill? Let me make sure I got that name right, because I don't want to be... Yeah, Casey Tua. They have him as a defensive end, but for some reason on the website that I was looking at the draft, they have him under as an offensive linebacker. I don't know why. I don't know if he's going to be on the... he doesn't look like he's an O-line guy. He looks more like a defensive end guy, a speed guy that can get around the... big speed, strong guy that can get around the end of the line. So I don't think he'll be offense. So he should be defense. So I know, like, they picked up a defensive end and they picked up a couple of offensive tackles, which we need, because, you know, sometimes our line does get hurt, so it's good to add depth to that line. And then we have a really good safety, which I'm glad, and we picked up a linebacker. Like that in the last episode I said that we were going to need, and we did. So I'm excited, but a lot of people are baffled that we picked up our first round pick was a receiver. Which I don't know why anybody in the world is like, oh, why did we pick a receiver? And why wouldn't we? Like, all our receivers got injured last year. Like, we literally had nobody. Like, Zach Ertz was our number one guy. You know what I mean? And he's usually not our number one guy. He's our security blanket. He's the tight end. He's the guy that when everybody else is covered down the field, you throw for him for 7 to 8 yards or to just get you the first down. Like, I don't understand why you guys were surprised that we got a speedster for a wide receiver. We also then picked up two more wide receivers in this draft, which I thought was smart. And if I'm thinking like the way I think that Howie Roseman is thinking, maybe he does this, maybe he doesn't. Maybe they really did want a whole bunch of wide receivers because last year was a complete dud, and even with that, they still made it to the playoffs. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, "Hey, like, even with all that, we still need more depth." So let me just go down the draft pick, just in case you didn't see it. So round one, they picked up a wide receiver in Jalen Reagor. Round two, they picked up Jalen Hurts, quarterback from Oklahoma. Now, people are like, "Why did they pick up a quarterback? We don't need a quarterback." Who the fuck says we don't need a quarterback? Are you stupid? We definitely need a quarterback. And Howie Roseman even said it, because when they picked, I said, that's a good pick right there. That's a pick that lets me know that Howie Roseman is not thinking of just like, oh, what the fans want to see. He's like, what do we need on this team? You need the team needs. And that's exactly what he did. He picked up a really good quarterback. And people were like, for what? Why we need a quarterback? Did you not watch the playoff game last season? When McClown came in and he thought he can, you know, he's not as young as he thought he was. So, like, when he went to go running the football and he got stopped on the fourth, like, and had the ball turned over, like, that's why we need another quarterback. You know, last year was a really bad year for us on injuries. Like, we got hit by the injury bug hard. D-Jack, Alshon Jeffrey went out because they were all hurt, which made Goddard and Ertz and Nelson become the new guys to become number one, two, and three for options. And we saw that Aguilar could not, at least in this season, he couldn't maintain or shine bright when the lights were on. You know what I mean? Like, there were some really good times that he did make some really good plays, but then there were some really bad ones that were just like, wow, like, how did you miss that catch? But that's, you know, again, nothing against him. Hey, sometimes it just happens sometimes. That's all it is. It just happens. But I like that they picked up the quarterback, because if you saw, Sudfeld got hurt at some point during the preseason. Wentz got hurt in the playoffs, so they left McCloud left. By picking up Hurts from Oklahoma, now we have a third string quarterback that can we can now rely on in case he needs to get called in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my man Carson Wentz. I love me some Wentz, but like, the man's been getting injured the last three seasons. He just injury prone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to say it, but it is what it is. And it's not like it's like he's getting hurt. He's like, oh, well, take me out, I'm hurt. Like, no, he's pissed when he gets hurt. And if they say like, you're in a concussion protocol and all that good, like, he gets pissed. He's a competitor. That's why we love him and we enjoy him while he's here at the Eagles. But we have to look to the future and go like, in case you get hurt again, we need somebody to pick up that ball. You know what I'm saying? And who knows the plays and who's young and fast enough, who's just sharp. You know what I'm saying? Iron sharpens iron. And by bringing in Jalen Hurts, you now bring more talent to that QB position, where now Sudfeld, in a way, is now fighting for his position. So now he wants to make sure he knows all the plays back and forth, just in case Wentz does get hurt, they can, you know, they can all count on me, put me in the game. And Jalen Hurts is like, hey, like, I don't think I'm ready to be a pro football player right now, but hey, if the case of scenario comes, put me in. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want. You want a bunch of dogs in the fight. You know what I'm saying? You want iron to sharpen iron. That's why I think them picking up all these wide receivers is great, to be quite honest. But we'll continue. We'll continue. So then we go on to the third round. They pick up Davion Taylor, linebacker from Colorado. I love that. We needed that. Jenkins is not with us anymore. So we need somebody in the middle who can, you know, pick up the plays quickly and who knows defense and can help out that defense secondary really good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad they picked him up. They definitely needed that. And then into our fourth pick, we picked up Kayvon Wallace, safety from Clemson. I love that as well. We need more depth and safety. We got a couple guys back there, but I think this makes it even better because now the rotation is going to be better. We can give guys plays off without having to worry about they were going to get beat on a double move or something. So I'm glad that we got this one as well. Also in the fourth round, we got Jack Driscoll, offensive tackle. I like that. Again, the offensive line is, we have a good one, but in case someone goes down, we need depth. We need young blood out there to make sure that we can protect the quarterback and the running back when they're doing their thing. And then for the fifth round, we picked up John Hightower, wide receiver from Boise State. Then we picked up in the sixth round, Sean Bradley, linebacker from Temple, which is great. You know, it's nice to see Temple get one of their guys into the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't remember the last time there was actually somebody from Temple to get into the Eagles. So, which just sucks because they literally play right next to each other. You know what I mean? They probably, you know, like, it's really bad that they play right next to each other. So, or at least not that far from each other. And then you have, okay, let's see if we get this one. On round six, we get Prince Tega Wahoo, offensive tackle, just from Auburn. Just by his name, I can tell that I'm going to enjoy him on the offensive line. I can tell he's a big guy, and he's going to do his thing, and he's going to pick up pretty quickly on what they expect from him on the O-line. So just by his name, I like it. I like it already. And then the seventh pick, like I said earlier, we picked up Casey Tuhill. But on here, they have him at, from Stanford. They have him as an offensive lineman, I guess. But on the Eagles' Instagram, they have him as a defensive end. So I think he's a defensive end for sure, unless they decide to change position. I don't know. But yeah, that's our pick. So off, just to give you a better understanding, we picked one, two. I think we picked like three receivers up, which is great. You know, we picked up three receivers and we were able to get Marcus Goodwin from the 49ers from a trade. I think the 49ers wanted I think in the middle of the fifth round, they wanted to move up from their pick. So they traded for that draft pick. They gave up Marquise Goodwin. I believe that's what happened. That's what I read, at least. If I'm wrong, let me know, but I don't think I'm wrong. So by that, now we've gained four receivers, you know, and Goodwin only played two games last year. He got hurt. That would suck. So he didn't get to play in the Super Bowl. And I think because he didn't get to play in the Super Bowl, I think he might have been the reason that the 49ers didn't get the win they were expecting when they lost to the Chiefs. Because he's a speedster as well. So with all these speedsters, including DeSean Jackson, like, it's iron sharpening iron. But this is why I think Howie Roseman was really, really smart on picking all these wide receivers. Now we have people to trade, though, as well. So in case, so up to, like, when we get back into training camp and the preseason, we still have guys on the come that we can trade. We still have them to the week 9 to trade somebody in case we need it. In case we decide, you know what, we need another safety. And there's a team out there that has some really good safeties that need a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? Now we have up to what? We have, like, at least 9 receivers now, including the ones that we had before to the ones we have now. Like, we have 9 of them. So now we can trade them on a rookie deal. So that's – and I know you guys, like – and I think that's what – like, as I'm saying it, you guys are like, why would we trade a wide receiver? Why would someone pick up one of our – because they're on a rookie deal. They're on the rookie deal for the next 3 years. So they decide, you know what, we need a number one or a number two, our number two to complement our number one, or we just need a number one – that can be our number one option. You can get some of the speedsters that we have on a rookie deal. So now you have, you know, another 2 years with them to decide if you know, to get production out of them before you decide either, hey, we're going to franchise tag you or trade you or just let you go into free agency. So that's why I say it's smart, because now you have a lot of good receivers. Everyone's going to be fighting, you know what I'm saying, for that spot. Jeffries is on notice. Aguilar is on notice. DeSean Jackson is on notice. Like, everyone's on notice now, because now there's 4 different receivers coming in. 3 are coming off their rookie year, so they're hungry. They're starving. They're like, yeah, they're hungry. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say they're starving. They're hungry, and they want to make a big impact, you know what I'm saying, because they don't care about the money. They got the money already. So now they, you know what I'm saying, they don't have – Big money, but they have money. You know what I'm saying? They just got drafted. They're on the rookie deal. They're excited. And then you got Marquise Goodwin coming in, also, who is also hungry but starving. He's the one that's starving. That's the guy that's starving on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the guy that only played 2 games last year and missed the Super Bowl because of an injury. Like, come on. He's starving to get back on the field. He wants to make a name for himself. You know what I'm saying? So now, like, Jeffries and DeSean, like, they have to be like, okay, well, I got to step my game up now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some hungry dogs coming in now. There's some guys that didn't win the Super Bowl coming in now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to make this team hungry again. And I think that's what they did. They brought a lot of hungry, hungry players that are going to compete for that position. You know what I'm saying? Like, these kids that are coming in, they're going to learn. They're going to learn how it is to play football on a professional level, which is going to make them even more hungrier. And then with Marquise coming in, again, I said only 2 games last year. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being part of a team, you only play 2 games, and you get injured, and they go to the Super Bowl, and they lose by a close margin? Like, it wasn't like a blowout. They lost by a close margin. Like, that sucks. He's hungry. He wants to get back to the – and the Eagles have, I think, the best opportunity to get back to the Super Bowl. I really do think so. I know some people are saying that for the NFC, it's coming down to 3 teams. It's going to come down to the 49ers, the Saints, and now Tampa Bay, because they've got Tom Brady and Gronk, who came out of retirement. But I think everyone's missing out on the Eagles, but I don't blame them, because the last 2 years have not been the best years for us. You know what I'm saying? the last 2 years has been a struggle. At least last year has been a really big struggle, because we expected with the team that we had last year that we should be deep into the playoffs and even make it to the Super Bowl with the offensive core and wide receiver core that we had. That's what we thought, but didn't come to fruition. Didn't happen. We were like 9-7, which sucks. So, you know, it just really, really sucks. You know, I mean, the only thing that was good about last season is that we were able to knock the Cowboys out of the playoffs. That's it. Because while they were beating up on the, I forget who they were playing. I think they were playing the Jets or the Colts or something. So they were playing somebody and they were beating them up pretty badly. And they put up like 49, almost 50 points. And even with that, we still knocked them out of here. It felt good. But that's the only thing that we could take away from last season was that. So with this draft picks, I definitely think that, A, we're going to have a great receiving core for a fact. That's going to complement, because now with the receiving core, now you still have Ertz and Goddard as tight ends who can block and catch the ball and make big plays. So with that, it puts everyone in the NFC East on notice. It puts everybody on the NFC period on notice. You know what I'm saying? And I think with the defensive, we really didn't do that bad defensively last season. You know, I think with Jalen Mills coming back, and who Darby Olsen's going to be, I think with them, like, adding these new keys to the defense and probably even adding more on the offseason, adding more, you know, people who are playing free agency and stuff like that, we might pick up some new blood on defense as well, some more, and I think we're a full package after that, to be quite honest. Or we'll trade a wide receiver for a safety or linebacker that we think that can help us. So I think we're in good hands here. I think Howie Roseman did the best thing for the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to stop questioning this man. This man is the guy that put together the Super Bowl team a couple years ago. So let's stop questioning. Let's not pretend like he doesn't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? You guys already questioned him once years ago when Chip Kelly was like he didn't know what he was doing, and Chip Kelly wanted to be the general manager and he wanted to be the coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Don't question Howie Roseman again. You know, Howie Roseman, sorry. Because that, when Chip Kelly came, they put that man, Howie Roseman, into an office on the other side of the building, and he just stood there and just watched, and he sat and bit his tongue and was like, wow, they really disrespected me right now. Can you imagine if you was Howie Roseman a couple years ago when Chip Kelly was around? He's like, they really don't think I know what I'm doing. He's more man than I am. I can tell you that right now, because I'm the type of guy, like, you disrespect me like that, I'll take my ball and go home. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, screw it. You want Chip Kelly? Go ahead. He could do my job too. But he didn't. He stayed in the office. He stayed quiet. He said, I'll wait this out. Everybody thinks it's an easy job. Everybody thinks they know what they're doing. Until finally, bang. You don't know what you're doing. Until you fail. And that's what Chip Kelly did with the Philadelphia Eagles. He failed. So let's stop questioning this man. This man knows what he's doing. He showed us that he already knew what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? So let's stop questioning him. Let's stop making it seem like Howie Roseman doesn't know what he's doing. All right? But all right, guys. That's all I have for the 2020 draft for the Eagles. I think we're in good hands. I think since we got bit by the injury bug these last couple of years, and last year being the most significant one, I think we're not going to get hit by the injury bug this year. You know what I'm saying? I think it skips us now. We've had enough. You know what I'm saying? I think we go back to being what we were back in 2017 season. You know what I'm saying? But thank you for listening, guys. I appreciate it. You guys stay safe. Stay home. I love you guys. I'm out. Deuces.